Good morning, 6:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Here in studio with me is a longtime friend. Gosh, how long have we known each other, Sheldon? Like 10, 12 years,
yeah,
something like that?
Something like that.
All right, get a little bit closer onto the mic there. So Sheldon Hetherington, you can follow him on Instagram. His handle there is Redbird_pilot. Just look up Redbird. You'll find him real easy. He used to be an air show photographer for God, 20 years, something like that?
Yeah, I've been doing it since 2015.
So he has hung around with all of the pilots, all the civilian acts. He knows them all. He's traveled the country, taken photos, and he took me up with him one time when the Blue Angels were returning to town and got to watch them pass under our plane in front of Community Maritime Park. That was one of my favorite memories. That was so fantastic. My shots were terrible. Your shots were outstanding.
Thank you.
As is always the case. He's been a pilot for a long time. And this is the cool part. You're going to be flying tomorrow in the unofficial preamble, the prologue to the air show, right?
Yes.
So at 10:02 tomorrow and Saturday, or just tomorrow?
Tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay, because it's the same rundown every day. Yeah. So 10:02, if you look up in the sky, what will they see?
They're going to see an aircraft going by at about 65 mile an hour, and it sounds like a weed eater.
So the yellow weed eater will be flying by tomorrow. It's a little yellow plane with some red on it, and you know, you'll see Sheldon waving at you. You'll have plenty of time to see it. It's no sonic boom.
No.
No, in made up wake in the water per ABC News or anything like that.
Nothing.
But that's cool. So all of the acts prior to, 10:40 or something like that are sort of unofficial civilian participants?
They are. It started years ago with...
Get just a little bit closer. There you
Julian
go.
Julian McQueen. Perfect. He was opening the show with his Widgeon, which is a World War II era flying boat. Unfortunately, that one won't be here this year. It's getting a ground-up restoration, so he won't be flying, but we have a bunch of other pilots that'll be opening, just kind of flying by. It'll just be passes, a couple passes, about 6 minutes each. And then in the start to the actual show really is the search and rescue demo. The guys out of Mobile are bringing in their Dolphin, and they will fly at 10:10, and they roughly have a 12-minute demo. And then everything after that will be them clearing the water as normal, and then it starts the official show.
And I always think that the Coast Guard demo is great because, first of all, it shows you a thing that you don't normally get to see in real life, which is fantastic. It's also, of course, a great tribute to the military, which every part of the show really is, but that in particular, it definitely is. But then it's, to me, I always think it's a nice... It's a nice, sober reminder to people that the Gulf is dangerous and that water is dangerous and that there are people out there doing a very dangerous thing and rescuing you when you've made bad choices or gotten unlucky or whatever. And I think that is a reminder to people that, you know, water safety is a serious thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, and you say serious thing, and it's also, you know, something for us pilots. One thing that people don't realize is for the air show itself, if it's calm water, if you see a mirror, that's very hard to fly over.
It's disorienting to you?
It's hard because you have no depth perception.
Oh, okay. So you don't know how far the water is from you because there's no texture to it.
Yeah. So if there's any kind of a breeze blowing, we'd love that.
Really? Interesting. I've never thought about that because I'm not a pilot. When people are watching these civilian acts, one of the things, you know, Greg McWhorter and I always like to talk about this. He's passionate about this because, you know, the Blue Angels are the centerpiece, okay, and the F-35 and the B-1 are all fantastic and all the others. But, you know, Blue Angels are the centerpiece, but what people don't realize is that there's an entire ecosystem of the civilian performers who make a living doing this, travel around doing this, invest decades of their lives in doing this. And if it weren't for them... You really couldn't do air shows without them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and it's funny because Skip Stewart, who will fly Prometheus, and Kevin Coleman, you know, Kevin Coleman's the exception where he works with Red Bull. You know, he is employed by them, and so he's got that. And a lot of guys, I know Skip Stewart, he flies for FedEx.
Okay.
That is his, you know, primary job, and he's been doing that for a long, long time. And a lot of other people have other things, you know, that they're doing on, you know, this is the fun flying for them, you know. And like me, you know, I'm doing this for fun. My real job is a lineman out at the airport, fueling, parking, I brought in, you know, some of the guys for the show this week, and we brought in the Rebel helicopter. Aaron Fitzgerald came in yesterday. I towed it to the hangar, put it in the hangar. And then, you know, the fun part will be to go out there and do that, you know, fly myself.
And, you know, I was thinking about this because you and I were talking off the air that if you fly at 10:02, you take off from Pensacola, from the civilian side, you know, the commercial aviation side. Mm-hmm. And you take off from there, you fly, and then you're not going to get back out to the beach. Or so you don't even get to watch the air show.
No, but, you know, when you've seen the show for a decade out here, and longer, really, just because I've lived here all my life, but you know what's going on. So you know everything about what's going on in your head, so you can play it all back, and you can and the fun part is going back and saying, how was the show for you, how'd it go, how, you know, to the other guys, and we can kind of just get it from that vantage point.
You get
now.
The debrief after from all of them, because everybody other than the Blue Angels takes off from the airport, from Pensacola Airport.
Yeah, them and the Coast Guard's even with us.
Oh, okay. So they don't come from Mobile. They come from the airport.
They came from Mobile and landed over here. They'll be here all weekend at Pensacola Airport, staging here, and then they'll go out to the beach.
What are some of the things? Because, you know, the untrained eye, the unfamiliar eye, may not always know what to look for. I mean, the untrained eye is like, ooh, you know, right?
Yeah.
But from your point of view, as really an expert on the civilian air show side of things, what are some of the things that you want people to look for or that they might find interesting to know as they get ready to watch the civilian portion of the performance tomorrow and Saturday? Anything particular, any particular performers you want them to look out for or unusual notes?
Just, I think the biggest thing is these are not stunts. A lot of people go, oh, we're going to go watch the stunt plane. We're going to go watch the guy just do flips, do this, do that. When in reality, I mean, myself included, we go out, you know, mine's 6 minutes. I'm a flat show. I don't do anything crazy, but I still go out and practice and practice and practice. There's, for most of these guys, there's thousands of hours of just practicing before they ever get out there. So nothing is unintentional. It's all intentional. There's always something that they're thinking about to make sure that they're doing it right.
So, okay, so what is, it sounds like using the term stunt is kind of like offensive, and I certainly, if I've ever used it, I don't mean it to be that way, but what is it, what would make it a stunt? What is it about that word that bothers performers?
Stunt is something that's just off the cuff. Oh, I'm going to go, you know, just do this without thinking about it. I'm just going to go, you know, just, for the lack of a better term, yeet it, you know,
make a terrible pun, I'm going to wing it.
Yeah. Good one.
There's no winging it. There's doing things you've practiced 100 times.
No flying off the cuff.
There you go.
You know, it's just, it's not unintentional. There's nothing about it that is just, hey, look at me. I'm just going to go do this just because a lot of guys will tell you, hey, we formed this routine.
Yeah.
So that's
I always think that when we talk about the Blue Angels, particularly because, you know, to somebody who's never seen it or even if they've seen it a couple of times, you know, it looks like they're doing surprise things.
Yeah.
Literally every meter of movement is planned, charted, scripted, practiced. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Boss Bernanke was and Frank Reiser, when they were doing the transition. You know, they were looking at everything from airframe stress because they want to talk about longevity for the jets, because these jets are very, you know, difficult to come by and hard to keep in maintenance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every part of what they do is very carefully tailored. And I assume the same thing for the civilian show, maybe sometimes for different reasons, but for safety, for accuracy, and to know exactly what to expect, right?
Yeah, like Skip Stewart's pits. That is a pits, but it has been modified so much to tailored to the type of flying he does to make it safer, to make it, you know, more robust, because he flies that thing hard. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of guys in those airplanes, you know.
Do they do their own maintenance?
Yes, a lot of them do. They'll still have people helping them.
Okay.
You know, but a lot of those guys, because they built that aircraft, he built that airplane.
Got it.
He does everything himself, you know.
One of the things you and I have talked about in the past, it's been a couple of years, but I thought it was such an interesting perspective because you're a photographer. You had suggestions for people on places to watch the air show that aren't the beach, either if they've been to the beach before and want to try a different vantage, or if they, you know, just don't want to deal with the crowd or the parking, or, you know, you wind up going late and,
you can't. There's nowhere to go.
And you don't have $200 to pay for a parking space that you could rent for that price. Tell folks some of the, you know, where are some of the other locations beside Beach Central, Casino Beach, that you have found over the years are actually really good vantages for watching either the Civilian or the Blues or both?
You know, we used to go into Little Sabine. That's
okay,
a good place if you can get in there or get out.
Yeah, that's pretty packed, too. I mean, getting a boat in is like getting a car in onto the, these days.
Yeah. And you can go as far west as the Cross.
Okay.
And that's actually, the Cross is their 2.5-mile turnaround point.
Okay, so that's one of their checkpoints?
That's one of their checkpoints. That's the furthest out. That's on the edge of the TFR, the temporary flight restriction, where they turn around to go back in. And then you can go as far east, I think, is Avenida 18.
Okay.
And I think that's the other end of it. And, you know, you're not going to see the Civilian stuff as very well. You'll see the smoke trails, but that's about it.
Okay.
But the Blues will be, you know, going around and going all the way down there.
So there's, I mean, there's plenty of room within that mile radius, basically, that you can see a lot of things. And it is different. I remember one time we went paddleboarding out to watch at NES Pensacola during one of the practices. And it's just a different vantage when you're kind of underneath it.
Yes.
And watching it, you're not necessarily, you know, you're not going to see the solos crossing in the middle.
Yeah.
But you see other things that are interesting and different and wonderful.
Yeah. And, you know, and a lot of people go out, of course, in the boats to the south side.
Mm-hmm.
That has gotten super popular over the last, what, I don't even, 5 years, more so than anything. I mean, I know that yesterday the parking lot filled up just for breakfast with the Blues at 7:08.
We were looking at the traffic yesterday. It was insane.
So.
And by the way, for all the people who got there, got a special show.
Yeah, yes, they did.
They got a special treat yesterday.
Yes, they did. And, you know, and like, you know, tomorrow and Saturday, it's going to be, you're going to have to be out there at 3 a.m.
I would think, yeah.
And I know a lot of people, of course, camp out there the one time in the whole year that you're going to be allowed and not kicked off for sitting there.
Right. And the one, I mean, I've said it before, it's not a big secret, but I'll just tell you, you know, what I do, and it's not for everybody, but I will park in Gulf Breeze and ride my bike across.
Yep. You park around the corner from my parents' house.
Because there's no problem with parking.
Yep.
You know, nobody wants to do that. It's difficult. I mean, it's not fun to bike up there, but you can walk. It takes longer.
Yeah.
Walking is also, I mean, in the heat, when it, the typical heat day, it's, I've done that one time and it's a lot, okay, for the ordinary person. So, you know, do it if you're physically able to do it, but that's another option for you.
Yeah.
The other advantage of that is you don't get stuck in the traffic leaving.
Yeah.
You miss the traffic going and you miss the traffic leaving. So just, you know, possibilities. Sheldon, any last words for folks, any bits of advice, whatever you want to tell them, or, you know, make sure to look out for you in the yellow plane at 10:02 tomorrow and Saturday.
Yep. Just look up around 10:02 for us. We got about seven guys that'll be flying all the way up until about 10:10, and the Coast Guard will end us and start the show, and just drink lots of water.
What's the best thing from a performer's perspective if they see the crowd? They can see the crowd.
We can see it. We, you know, we can't hear it, but we love it when everybody waves. Just, you know that we appreciate every single person that comes out there.
Show your appreciation. It's like a parade.
Yeah.
You know, you wave and scream at a parade. They can't necessarily hear the screams over the engines, obviously, but they can see you behaving. And if, you know, it's like anything else, it's encouraging and invigorating to them to see it happen, right?
Yes.
All right, Sheldon Hetherington, again, a longtime friend who I met because of air shows and other things. You can find him on Instagram at redbird_pilot. Again, photographer for a long time. You see him at 10:02 tomorrow and on Saturday as well in the Civilian portion of the performance. And don't call him stunts. Sheldon, thanks for the time, man. Thanks for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.